when my brother was in deportation proceedings, we had found this lawyer. She really liked me, and she felt kind of like bad that she wasn't able to do more for my family. And so we always kept in touch. As soon as DACA happened, she was just like, I want to be the lawyer that like helps you submit your application. And I want to be the lawyer that helps you with your advanced parole application, all for free. Like, I don't want, like, I want to do this. She like walked me through the entire process in such an in-depth way that like, after that moment, I've like literally never had to ask her to help me fill out anything ever again. She would, you know, be like, okay, so if you don't get your advanced parole in time, like you can get an InfoPass appointment. You might get someone who's a total asshole, and then you go again and you get a different person. So she gave me a lot of like tips that were not online from like a lawyer's perspective that really helped me learn how to navigate the system.